First January press conference in outdoors in the history of the Vikings, right? It'd be cold on Sunday. We've been outside all week practicing, trying to prepare the best we can with it. Fans need to be out and loud. Crank this thing up and let's go to work. Questions?
Has it been a good week of practice outdoors and all those things? You had fun?
Yeah, you know, the grass has been great. The weather hasn't been bad. It's been in the 30s. So weather hasn't been bad. The grass has been great. It's nice to get out off the AstroTurf and or the field turf, I guess. But it's been good.
Any party wishes? Maybe it was a little bit colder during the week to better acclimate yourself, since it'll be 30 degrees colder potentially Sunday.
I think when it gets down to 1 degree and things that they're saying it's going to be, I don't think, you know, you just got to go out and play. You got to, the field, you know, the field will be in great shape. They've got it heated on the coils underneath, so it'll be great. We just got to go play.
Would the weather affect your defensive play calling at all? I know sometimes it can affect on the other side of the ball, but it would change what you do.
It could a little bit. Just depends, you know, just way to, when we get out there and we see how, you know, the ball's traveling and field position things, we'll check it all that. Yeah.
Jerry Gray trying to be a resident tough guy in shorts out here, or what?
We had a couple guys, I think, in shorts. Only offensive lineman, I don't know who it was.
But Fusco, I think.
Fusco was in shorts, yeah.
Thoughts on Adrian Peterson being a first-team All-Pro?
It's great. Oh, I forgot to tell him. I'll tell him all night.
All right.
Ed coming, I forgot. What carried away.
What does it say after just not playing a lot last season that Peterson, you know, gets that on him?
Well, he's a great back. He's, you know, everything we expected him to be coming back. I mean, there's no surprises. He's.
When you look at last year, you know, you ended the season, you found out what you had in the team, you picked up Peterson and all that, but you fast forward a year later, you're in the playoffs, you're 11-5. A lot of good things have happened in the last year. Is there three things or one thing or anything that you see that was the constant, that was the key?
I think when we ran off those five straight early in the year, a lot of close ball games, we found a way to win them. I think that was important. And so that allowed us to get in a position where we could get into double digits. So,
sound like Luke Wilson will be able to go for them. How does that affect their offense?
Well, it takes another, you know, he's a pretty good vertical threat with the tight end, and he does a good job in the blocking, the boots, the, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, they could put another offensive lineman in there. They've done that before. So we'll just have to see.
Did you do much scouting of Everson Griffin at USC when you were at Cincinnati? Did you get to see anything much of him?
I don't remember. I knew him in the draft, but I don't. And I've gone out to SC a couple times, but I don't remember being at his pro day or anything like that.
I mean, his skill set always seemed obvious. Are you surprised, or, you know, pleasantly surprised he's kind of emerged as a bit of a leader in that room too?
He's a very energetic person that works extremely hard. He's a great teammate. I didn't know that kind of, you know, I didn't know that about him really until I got here. But he's a kid that you love to have, and he works extremely hard. He wants to be good. He when he's out here, he works real hard, and in the weight room, every place. So, but he helps bring a lot of excitement to the team.
Exactly. It sounds like you empowered him to be a leader, though. And really appreciated that. Your relationship with your current team.
I've had talks with him, you know, several times. About leadership things, but the the big thing with Everson was that, to me, it was impressive that the team voted him a captain. And when you get that kind of respect from the team, that's important. And I think it meant a lot to him.
Some of the players have talked about, you know, maybe they're glad to face Seattle after what happened a month ago, and that losing by so much is motivation. It's hard to beat a team twice. How much does that all weigh into it? You know, the motivation factor. When, I mean, it worked for Green Bay. They whipped you. You came back and got them.
I don't think it matters at all. I think every Sunday is different. Like I said about Green Bay when they got beat by Arizona, you know, sometimes games just get away from you, and nothing that happened a month ago really matters at all on Sunday. They're a great football team. They've been to two Super Bowls in a row. You know, so it's just for us being in the playoffs, it's just, you know, whoever's next on the schedule, that's who we play, and I don't worry about it.
As you look back at the film and all that, how much of an aberration do you think that game was against Seattle? You know, you got out of hand early, even though you were playing at home.
Well, I don't think it was an aberration at all. I think they got after us. You know, we didn't do much on any phase of the game. So, but that has no bearing about what happened a month ago. What's going to happen on Sunday? I mean, you know, we're going to go out there and take our best shot and see what happens.
Would a win be any sweeter if you can get it because they have been to the last two Super Bowls, or is it just playoff win is a playoff win?
Yeah, I mean, you win the game, you move on to next week, just like, you know, there's the thing that, like I've told our team, you know, I know no one's given us any chance to win this game, and that's fine. But we've, there's only four teams in the league that has better records than us. So we've done a couple things right. You know, whether or not we got beat by 38-7 or whatever it was, last time we played, it really has no bearing.
That's something you kind of put in front of the guys, though, that they're favorites heading into this one?
Yeah, they know. But I tell them every week, no one expects to win.
Although, yeah, Chad said that the other day, that's being used as motivation. Is it? I mean, that nobody's expecting you to win? I mean,
well,
is that a good...
That's just kind of how we are. I mean, you know, that we started out the season against San Francisco, and there was an awful lot of people that jumped off the wagon. So we're just trying to do what we have to do to win football games.
Mike, how has your team improved since that week 13 game, having won three of your last four?
How have we improved?
Besides the point production.
Yeah, well, we've been turning the ball over a few times defensively in the last few ball games. I don't know. Maybe offensively we've been playing better.
With the weather, with Adrian, Teddy, how do you stress ball security?
I've stressed it all week long. Anytime you get in the elements, it's going to be a big factor. You know, it's not going to be wet, but it's going to be cold, and that is different. So, ball security will be huge in this ball game for both sides.
How do you look at the job Zach Lyon's done this year? I mean, there was talk before the season. Who knows if they'll even keep a fullback or what have you? And you lost your own Felton. He's done a pretty good job, obviously, filling in.
He has. He's done a really nice job. You know, he's a good athlete. He's blocked a lot better than I anticipated that he would throughout the course of the year. He's a good kid. He's tough. You know, in the past, he's been injured a little bit, and he's been healthy, and goes about his business and does a good job. He does a lot of really good things.
Time for two more.
In terms of just having two tight ends, you think we'll see a guy like Austin Shepard maybe lining up more and helping out in that avenue or anything like that?
We'll see. We might go with no tight ends this week. Who knows? Good?
Yeah.
All right.